It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Ilga Weiss.
And our guest today is Francine Pratt, Director of the Community Partnerships Prosper Springfield Initiative. We will discuss when and why Prosper Springfield was established, what it aims to do, and some of the ways individuals or organizations can get involved. Welcome to the program, Francine.
Thank you.
For 7 years in a row, the Community Focus Report has collected data which showed red flags indicating the rate of people living in poverty in Springfield and in Greene County was increasing. So to reverse this trend, the Community Partnership in 2014 established the Impact Poverty Commission. The following year, the commission issued a challenge to our community to help decrease people living in poverty by 5% by 2025. So what I want to know, was there a positive response from our community to the challenge? And if so, who responded?
Yes, there was a very positive response, and we had probably every sector of the community stepping up to the plate, not only to be part of the Impacting Poverty Commission, but to work together for 3 years and then actually produce a report, a call to action in October 2015. And in that action plan, the various sectors from the community address specific poverty indicators that we can look at to show if we were making progress or not. And then there was also the Poverty Collaborative that was meeting to discuss and address issues at a grassroots level. So we were working at it in both levels.
Well, since you indicated the response was positive, I have heard it said that Springfield is program rich, but system poor. Can you elaborate upon that?
Yes. From 2014 to 2016, the Springfield community had actually received a planning grant from the Lumina Foundation to work on increasing post-secondary certificates that could lead to higher paying jobs as well as degrees. And when they did an assessment on all of Springfield, they recognized that we had a lot of very good programs, but they weren't necessarily connected. In some ways they were, and in other ways we needed to do a better job of making a systems approach to actually working with the underrepresented groups to make sure they knew about the services that were available to them to help it be a more streamlined process for reducing poverty across the city.
Well, as a response to that, in March 2017, Janet Dankert, Executive Director of CPO, announced your appointment as the Prosper Springfield Director. Please explain the structure or how it's supposed to work and what it hopes to accomplish. You kind of already mentioned it.
So Prosper Springfield Initiative is a collective impact model. And basically, a collective impact model is where a group of people or a community, they work together on one particular social issue, and they agree to measure it the same way, to have programs that sync together, to make sure that anyone involved with working with that particular issue or population are all agreeing to the same outcomes and how they measure the work. But what's key to that is being able to make sure that whoever is going to benefit from the program, to make sure they're at the table at the very beginning and all the way through the process. And so how it's structured, I have a steering committee of private and public leaders in the community, as well as faith-based, that I meet with on a regular basis. And we created a advisory council, and we actually had the first meeting July 20th, and we had 31 people across 8 or 10 sectors across the community to participate in that. And as far as the accomplishments, the goal is to reduce poverty by 5% by 2025. And there's over 300 entities in Springfield already doing work in this area. In many cases, they're already collaborating and working together. We want to identify other ways that we can do that and also look at reducing any type of duplication or gaps as well, so that the community clearly knows what's there to help the under-resourced.
Now, has this model been tried in other cities?
It has. It's also been tried here in Springfield in a couple of different areas. The recent work that was done for the homeless camp that ended near Kearney, and they called it the MARC, the Multiple Agency Resource Center, where they had different entities come together. But a lot of people don't know, there were several entities, including the police department, that met almost a couple of months in advance on that effort. And so that's in itself was a collective impact model. In St. Louis, they have a very successful program called Beyond Housing, where they started just focusing on housing, and they recognized all of the other areas that needed to be worked on as well for that.
Yeah, that's always more complex.
Exactly.
Well, in your career, you have worked in several government organizations and nonprofits before. Did you have to get any special training in order to lead Prosper Springfield?
I didn't need any special training because of the previous work that I've done also in the private sector and with academia, but I was involved in many different organizations and boards in Springfield, so I was really able to hit the ground running. My first 2 months, I had over 50 meetings and 2 presentations and spending a lot of time in the sectors that are not normally at the table to make sure that they're represented. I knew what their needs were as we go forward.
Well, now please mention some ways that people can participate in helping reduce poverty in our community.
The best way is to actually look at what you're passionate about and then identify with an existing organization that does not normally receive a lot of volunteers, or some of the new initiatives such as the Northwest Project, the Dream Center, NAACP, or the Alliance for Leadership Advancement Success, or even Isabel's House or Big Brothers and Big Sisters, and connect with them and be a mentor and give what you can give, whether it's talent, treasure, or time. That's one of the best ways to get involved right now.
Of course. And what is the best way to get in touch with you?
I can be reached through the Community Partnership at the Ozarks office, and that's where I'm located. The phone number is 417-888-2020, or I can be emailed at fpratt, F-P-R-A-T-T, at C-P-O-Z-A-R-K-S, for CPOzarks.org.
Well, thank you, Francine, for being here, and thank you for listening. Our guest today has been Francine Pratt, Director of Prosper Springfield with the Community Partnership of the Ozarks. I'm Ilga Weiss for the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. This program and previous one, Making Democracy Work segments, are on the web at ksmu.org.